Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Thursday, baby. Listen, it is Thursday around here. Yes, my darlings, it is Thirsty Thursday. Listen, it is time to get your drink on, baby. I'm talking about a drink of music. What y'all thought I was talking about? I am talking about getting a drink of music. It is going on today. I'm broadcasting live in the window today, baby. It's cold outside, baby. It's snowing and real cold around here in the Winter City. Listen, just in case you didn't know, we are under a winter watch. Let me tell you, up in here, listen, it is December 22nd, 2022, 8 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 9 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karun Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, we have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Baby, shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, y'all, Steve Gum having so much fun. I'm telling you, he just don't forget all about me. He don't forget about me. I'm down to one bottle of Gumba Rum. Y'all know what I'm saying up in here, and I'm trying to save that for the new year. You know what I mean. So listen, I already got my champagne. Yes, I do. I already got my champagne, baby, and it's going to be going down. Cluck, 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 cluck. Just like that, baby. And guess what? I'm going to finish it all off with some rib tips, some rib backs, and some smoked ham hocks, baby. I'm going to be getting down, baby, making me some macaroni cheese, some mustard greens, some hot water cornbread, some candy sweets, baby. Mama going to be doing what she do, baby, all up in here. Listen, I got some super bad hot music on today. Independent artist Shar is going to be getting down with me on tonight. Independent artist Shar, yeah. Before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me a favor. While you on Facebook, y'all know we on Facebook all day long, talking and chatting, doing business, exchanging dollars. Listen, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, work with me, work with me. Work with me, baby. Come on. You better know it. Come on. Come on. Hey, woo, ah. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on. Yeah. Listen, your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Listen, it is independent artist Shar. She is working the house all tonight. Listen, let me tell you a little bit about independent artist Shar. She has released her debut single, When the World is on Your Shoulder. When the World is on Your Shoulder. Good God for my... You know what? This song really needs to be an anthem. It really does. It really needs to be an anthem. When the world is on your shoulder. Listen, let me tell y'all something. At one time or another, we have felt like the world is on our shoulder. You know what I mean? And I am telling you, that song speaks volumes. It really does. When the world's on your shoulder. And she's going to sing to us and she's going to tell us, you know, how you feel when the world's on your shoulder. But listen. On October 17th, so she did her debut, When the World is on Your Shoulder, October 17th, 2022, and the song has received great response this far. So listen, and I can understand why it has received a great response, because it is an awesome, awesome song. And then she released her second single, No Shenanigans, on November 28th, No Shenanigans. You're going to hear that today. No Shenanigans, No Shenanigans. And she had originally intended No Shenanigans to be a blues song, but it had unexpectedly turned into a dance song. And so she's glad that it did, because it has done very well and been received very well. So she released No Shenanigans, the blues version, on December 19th, 2022. Her upcoming fourth single, Rise, will be released on December 30th, you're going to hear it today, December 30th, 2022. So she's releasing Rise. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome song. Listen, and behind her music and her songs, there is a great message, right? So we can all listen to the music. There's a great message, and she's uplifting us. She is uplifting us. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, listen, with her music, it is uplifting because, you know, she is singing about something that she's been through in her life. We've all been to a spot where we feel down. Come on now. We all felt down at once upon a time. But guess what? She is singing us, telling us to rise. You're going to hear that on today, too. You're going to hear Rise, and we're going to rise. We're going to rise up. It's just like the other song, When I Rise Up. Now, I'm not going to sing it, even though I love that song, but I'm not going to sing it, okay, because I can't sing it like I wish I could. I'm trying to practice whenever I get a chance. I'll be trying to practice so I can release some cover songs, some cover songs. Now, listen, this is my plan, and then I'm going to get on to the music. I want to release some cover songs from the old days, old school music, like Misty Blue. Y'all, I remember them old songs. That's what I like. I'm an old soul. You know what I mean? Even when I was a young person, I was an old soul. You know what I'm talking about? When I was a young thing, I was trying to tell folks what to do and how to do and giving people wisdom and advice. Ain't that something when I was growing up, telling people, listen, I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to be a teacher. That's what I told people. I'm going to be a teacher. Guess what? I grew up and became a teacher and taught English second language. Sure did. To Chinese people, and had a great time and enjoyed it. Listen, let's get on down with it. First is No Shenanigans. No Shenanigans. Y'all better check this out. And I like this song, No Shenanigans, because, listen, I'm like this. Mama cannot stand no shenanigans. Don't call me early in the morning with no shenanigans. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, I'm going to get this song going, No Shenanigans by independent artist Shar. Y'all check this out. No Shenanigans. Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. That is no shenanigans. You know something? It's been a long time since I've had an artist where all songs are my favorite. I am serious. I'm not just saying that. Every song of hers is my favorite. I love No Shenanigans because, what, I can relate to it. Rise, I can relate to it. When the World Is on Your Shoulder, I can relate to it. All her songs are really my favorite. And No Shenanigans, really, really No Shenanigans really holds a close place to my heart. Because, listen, I don't put up with shenanigans too good. I really don't. I turn into another kind of little smurf person when there's some shenanigans around. Or even when, listen, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson, right? Mama always got life lessons. I'm a trained life coach. Listen, Monique Carradine trained me as a life coach. She was a reporter and journalist for Channel 32 News in the Windy City. She's no longer there. This was years ago when she trained me one-on-one. It was an excellent experience. Really terrific. So listen, let me tell you something about No Shenanigans. And what I started to say, when No Shenanigans, I don't deal real good with shenanigans. Most people don't. But listen, I turn into a whole different smurf type of person when shenanigans is out in the space. And listen, did you know something? Here's a life lesson. Did you know it's a possibility that you have shenanigans in your mind when there's no shenanigans in the room? Sometimes a person's personality, I don't know where this is coming from, but listen at me, listen. Sometimes the other people or the other person's personality just doesn't match with yours. And in your mind, you can create a type of shenanigan in your mind that causes you to react to their personality. You know what I'm saying? So listen. This is the way you handle that. So when you're in the room or in the space with someone and your personality doesn't quite match with theirs and your mind is creating a shenanigan. So listen, you know, your mind can do things, put tricks on you and create a shenanigan or a thing that's really not real, right? And so you're having this little drama going on within yourself. So really, it's not really in your mind. It's drama going on within yourself because you're thinking that there's some shenanigans going on when there's really not. And you know what to do? You got to respond and act like there's nothing that's going on, that, you know, that person is invisible. They're not even there. You just be yourself. Just be yourself in the room. Just enter. Just do your thing. And you know what you do. Say what you got to say. You know what I mean? And then that way you won't trip over your own feet. So listen, there is a way to not trip over your own feet. Yeah, what Mama says, so the life lesson is this. Just be yourself. Don't worry about whatever you think you're going to clash with. Just be yourself and just hold your own. You know, and stay calm and ride it on through. You'll be okay. So listen, that is no shenanigans. Up next is When the World Is on Your Shoulder. Take a listen to this.
Trust in yourself.
Listen, you know, there's a lot of different levels when it comes to anxiety, when it comes to depression, when it comes to when the world feels like it's on your shoulders. Sometimes, you know, you got to take a moment, just take a moment and meditate and calm yourself. A lot of times when we're feeling anxiety or anxious, you know, a lot of times I feel anxious or rushed because I'm the kind of person, listen, y'all know I'm real transparent. I just tell all my business. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of person, I am a multitasking son of a gun. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, because I can do 50 things at one time and it doesn't bother me, it doesn't worry me, and I just keep on going, I don't feel tired. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, that gives me my juice. I cannot function with just doing one little thing at one time. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of person where I can get 10 things done all at the same time. You probably say, well, how the hell can you do that? Well, guess what? I can do it. And listen, it just gives me the juice, and I just love that. I guess I'm just an adrenaline junkie, if I can say that. So listen, a good adrenaline junkie. I'm not talking about doing crazy stuff that's going to run you in the ground. You hear what I'm saying? I am the kind of person that loves to achieve goals. If I'm not achieving goals, then there's something wrong. That's the way I function. That's the way I get things done. I got to have some goals. I have to have a goal for every day. Every single day, there has to be a goal that I got to get something done. That's just the way that I live. That's just the way that I am. Let me tell you something. Listen. So when you feel like the world is on your shoulder, I might feel like the world is on my shoulder because I'm doing nothing. I'm one of those kind of persons where I just do not like to do nothing. Vacation, if I'm on vacation, you better believe I'm trying to do something on vacation. It's got to be a work vacation. If I'm going somewhere that's a different, I know it sounds crazy to some people, if I'm going somewhere to a different city or different state or whatever, it's got to be a reason why I'm going there. I got to be getting something done. Let me tell you this real quick. Get on up out of here because I'm pretty much out of time. Listen, when I first started going and visiting Atlanta, I was going because I liked it. Well, the first trip there was because of I was doing my doctoral program, and it was my first residency. That's really how I first come to visit like Atlanta, because the University of Phoenix sent me down there for my one-year residency. And I loved it, and I had a friend that was there. And listen, and then it became the thing that I was going to, I would go back and forth to visit Atlanta because I enjoyed the city. But you know what I would do? I would set up little business things to do. I would set up little business meetings to do and get something done besides just having fun. I would have to do something. I would have to, because I'm a sales person. I love to sell. That's just my thing. It comes natural. It comes easy. I would set up a business meeting with somebody down there while I'm supposed to be on vacation or doing what I'm doing. But I'm going to have a business meeting while I'm there to get something done. Okay. Now, listen, that's just me. That's just how things are. That's how things work in my world. Listen, so I got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? And I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.